Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump now has another gag order, this time from Judge Juan Merchan in the Stormy Daniels hush money trial. Will he test the judge's patience? Here's Glenn.
Well, friends, Donald Trump once again has been put under a gag order. That makes 3 gag orders in total for those of you scoring at home. It's kind of like a hat trick of shut up. You know, there's Judge Chutkan, there's Judge Engoron, and now there's Judge Juan Merchan, the judge presiding over Donald Trump's New York State Court prosecution for interfering in the 2016 presidential election. Let's start with the new reporting. This from the New York Times. Headline, Judge Imposes Gag Order on Trump in Manhattan Criminal Trial. And that article begins, the New York judge presiding over one of Donald Trump's criminal trials imposed a gag order on Tuesday that prohibits him from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, and jurors, the latest effort to rein in the former president's wrathful rhetoric about his legal opponents. The judge, Juan Merchan, imposed the order at the request of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which brought the case against Mr. Trump. The district attorney, Alvin Bragg, has accused Mr. Trump of covering up a potential sex scandal during and after the 2016 campaign. The ruling comes on the heels of Justice Merchan's setting an April 15th trial date, rejecting Mr. Trump's latest effort to delay the proceeding. It will mark the first criminal prosecution of a former American president. Under the judge's gag order, Mr. Trump cannot make, or direct others to make, statements about witnesses' roles in the case. Mr. Trump is also barred from commenting on prosecutors, court staff, and their relatives if he intended to interfere with their work on the case. Any comments whatsoever about jurors are banned as well, the judge ruled. Okay, friends, now let's turn to just a little bit of Judge Merchan's new ruling, his new court order. In the case of the people of the state of New York against Donald Trump, defendant, the order begins, defendant Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree in violation of Penal Law Section 175.10. The charges arise from allegations that the defendant, Trump, attempted to conceal an illegal scheme to influence the 2016 presidential election. Specifically, the people, that is the prosecutors, claim that defendant Trump directed an attorney who worked for his company, that would obviously be Michael Cohen, to pay $130,000 to an adult film actress shortly before the election to prevent her from publicizing an alleged sexual encounter with defendant Trump. It's further alleged that the defendant thereafter reimbursed the attorney for the payments through a series of checks and caused business records associated with the repayments to be falsified to conceal his criminal conduct. Trial on this matter is scheduled to commence on April 15, 2024. And then after noting the prosecutors are seeking a gag order for Trump, Judge Merchan's order continues. Defendant Trump argues that as the presumptive Republican nominee and leading candidate in the 2024 election, he must have unfettered access to the voting public to respond to attacks from political opponents and to criticize these public figures. Yet, these extrajudicial statements, meaning statements made outside of court, went far beyond defending himself against attacks by public figures. Indeed, his, Trump's, statements were threatening, inflammatory, denigrating, and the targets of his statements ranged from local and federal officials, court and court staff, prosecutors and staff assigned to the cases, and private individuals, including grand jurors performing their civic duty. The consequences of those statements included not only fear on the part of the individual targeted, but also the assignment of increased security resources to investigate threats and protect the individuals and family members thereof. Such inflammatory extrajudicial statements undoubtedly risk impeding the orderly administration of this court. And so Judge Mershon goes on to order the following. Ordered that the people's, the prosecutor's, motion for a restriction on extrajudicial statements by the defendant is granted to the extent that defendant is directed to refrain from the following: making or directing others to make public statements about known or reasonably foreseeable witnesses concerning their potential participation in the investigation or in this criminal proceeding, making or directing others to make public statements about counsel in the case other than the district attorney, members of the court's staff and the district attorney's staff, or the family members of any counsel or staff member, and making or directing others to make public statements about any prospective potential juror or any juror in this criminal proceeding. Now, what inspired Judge Mershon to issue this gag order today? Well, right before he issued the gag order, here's what Donald Trump posted on social media. Judge Juan Mershon, a very distinguished-looking man, is nevertheless a true and certified Trump hater who suffers from a very serious case of Trump derangement syndrome. In other words, he hates me. His daughter, yes, that's right, the judge's daughter. His daughter is a senior executive at a super liberal Democrat firm that works for Adam Shifty Schiff, the Democrat National Committee, Dem Senate Majority PAC, and even crooked Joe Biden. And then Donald Trump trails off into sort of railing against the way Judge Mershon presided over the case involving the prosecution of Alan Weisselberg, Donald Trump's chief financial officer, who was convicted of engaging in business fraud while he was CFO at the Trump Organization, sent to Rikers, imprisoned, served a sentence, came out, testified in Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial, and lied, and pleaded guilty again and is going back to Rikers. Only the best people.
Coming up next, Glenn gives us his take on what gag orders are for and when they should be enforced. This is Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Donald Trump is now posting hateful rhetoric about Judge Mershon's progressive daughter, and he quickly imposed a gag order on Trump. But are the judges waiting too long to issue these gag orders? Here's Glenn.
So friends, here's what I want to say about this gag order. First of all, I applaud any gag order that is put in place that is designed to shut Donald Trump up, specifically to stop him from endangering everybody who's involved in the endeavor of trying to hold Donald Trump accountable for his crimes. Donald Trump is endlessly endangering witnesses and their family members, jurors, prosecutors and their family members, members of the court and the court staff. And it is beyond me why we continue to sacrifice the safety of everybody involved in trying to hold Donald Trump accountable for his crimes instead of holding Donald Trump accountable for his endlessly dangerous, violence-inspiring rhetoric. This is like we're living in the upside down, where Donald Trump should be the one detained pending trial because he's a danger to the community and the people in the community, and he's on pretrial release in 4 felony cases. But no, we just keep dancing around the edges, putting gag orders in place, telling him, don't say this, don't say that, and we sacrifice the safety of everyone else. I do hope we do an autopsy on how the institutions of government have dealt with the danger of Donald Trump once Donald Trump is in our rearview mirror sitting in a jail cell, which he will be, because we need to do better. But here's what I want to say about this gag order in particular. I applaud it. Any effort to shut him up and stop him from endangering everyone is a good thing. But here's the thing. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney, applied for this gag order weeks ago. And it wasn't until Donald Trump posted about Judge Mershon's daughter, which is so far out of bounds, and he has now endangered Judge Mershon's daughter. No two ways about it, because we know the signal that Donald Trump sends anytime he posts the name of somebody who is one of his perceived enemies. What he's telling his supporters is, get him, get him. And we've seen this movie before, over and over and over and over again. Why the system continues to indulge it is beyond me. But it wasn't until after Donald Trump posted the name of Judge Mershon's daughter and talked a little bit about what she does, where she works, that this gag order instantly was handed down. I understand that Judge Mershon would want to protect his family. Absolutely. I would want to do the same. But it reminded me of what happened in another case involving Donald Trump, the New York fraud trial that was presided over by Judge Engoron. Remember when Donald Trump posted the name and some, horrible derogatory stuff about Judge Engoron's law clerk and posted a picture of her? That Judge Engoron instantly snapped into action to protect his law clerk. I don't blame him. But here's the thing. Shouldn't the judges, shouldn't the institutions of government take threats to everybody just as seriously? Not only judges' family members or judges' court staff, but witnesses and jurors and prosecutors and their family members, everyone who is involved in just doing their civic duty. Shouldn't our institutions of government, including our judiciary, snap into action anytime anybody is put in harm's way by Donald Trump's violence-inducing rhetoric? Not just a judge's family member or a judge's law clerk, but witnesses and jurors, prosecutors and their family members, and yes, court staff and judges' family members as well. It seems like the equal application of the laws to protect all of those people, all of whom are involved in their sort of civic duty one way or another, a witness, a juror, a prosecutor, court staff, family members of any of those folks should be so far out of bounds that, you know, there should be no question that Donald Trump can't name and endanger those people. But it seems like the law should be applied equally and just as vigorously and just as aggressively and just as promptly to protect everyone who is involved in this endeavor, doing their civic duty to try to hold Donald Trump accountable for his crimes. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.